Arriving together, coming to comfortable posture for meditation. And we'll come into a meditation on the heart quality of loving kindness or metta, benevolence, friendliness. Let's begin with the body, bringing the body to the dignified, kind stillness that is your meditative seat. You come into the caring for the body and the heart by setting down doing anything else, by setting down other intentional movement, by setting down the streams of thought that we've ridden to get here. We step off the jet stream of the wandering, pressure-driven mind. The energy of the mind is considered to be a manifestation of the wind element. The mind moves faster than the wind. The Buddha said the mind moves so quickly, it's difficult to find a simile for how quickly the mind moves. It's the only time I know of in the texts where the Buddha was at a loss for a simile to illustrate the point. So that itself is the simile. Nothing moves as quickly as the mind. And so we don't so much set down thinking as we step off the jet stream. We come into a kind of wild stillness. Right away, let that stillness be held by, touched by, permeated by a kind of warmth of heart for yourself, for others. You may have a certain doorway or a path for finding warmth of heart or tenderness, kindness for the world, yourself, others, everyone. It could be anything. Some of the classical doorways are to reflect on something beautiful, someone who you care about, someone who is good, and then let that gratitude and appreciation, well-wishing, spread out from there. Sometimes for me, it's the sense of a kind of wonder at the fullness of life and drama and suffering. And there's a kind of wow at how full it all is. And that I can go right from there into a kind of kindness It's really a kind of compassion doorway. Things are so wild and so full. There's no way I could even comprehend it, much less hold it all. And so there can be just a kind of settling into or letting go into a kind of just kindness in the heart. Like, wow, all right. Whatever it is for you, see if you can feel what's your doorway to softening. Turning toward what is the kind of warmth of heart. You can enliven the body with the breath. In metta practice, breath and body are held with this patience, tenderness, warmth of heart. Finding that feeling, however you get there. And then reflecting on the infinite quality praised in the perfection of wisdom, the quality or the activity of those beings called bodhisattvas, beings devoted to wakefulness, to freedom, the heart. Bodhisattvas save all beings because they don't fall into confused thinking about beings. They don't get confused by how many beings there are or how much suffering there is. And they do that by resting in the kind of loving kindness or compassion that holds all distinctions, all identities, all differences, all individuals and groups in one vast, tender embrace. And so if you have contact with this tenderness, this warmth of heart we've been turning toward, one pathway to the non-dual expression of this, or the boundaryless expression of this, is to just turn toward the feeling and invite or allow the feeling to fill your awareness, fill your attention. And you're not aiming the loving kindness at anyone in particular, but you're letting it just be the only thing. The only thing that your attention is doing or being with. This is a meditation where thought is settled. The body and its impulses are settled. Where loving kindness and compassion are not wishes for the well-being of someone else or for yourself or even for the category called all beings. But with all of those concepts set down, it's just an energy, a kind of feeling of kindness. Connecting with that feeling and then letting everything else fall away. Everything that is not peaceful, kind, generous of spirit, everything else is uninteresting in this moment, or is itself subsumed, soaked through with this same kindness. Any idea that comes through, any words or images, concepts and stories. They arise and pass on their own. Would you hold the feeling of a vast benevolence? Till it becomes the only thing there is. So we'll sit in silence together like this for a bit. Finish the meditation chanting the Metta Sutta, the discourse on loving kindness. You can just meditate through this chanting, or you can read along or chant along. Feel as we are chanting this or hearing the words. Hear the connection between the foundational practices of ethics and clear relationship through the cultivation of the heart of maternal love, protection, to the meditative state that radiates the quality of love to all beings without exception. And to the end of the text that connects this infinite heart of kindness to the liberation, finding our way beyond all fixed views, to the end of the illusion of individual birth and death. So we'll close our meditation with the Discourse on Loving Kindness. This is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright, straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud and demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born, may all beings be at ease. Let none deceive another or despise any being in any state. Let none through anger or ill will wish harm upon another. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will, whether standing or walking, seated or lying down, free from drowsiness, one should sustain this recollection. This is said to be the sublime abiding. By not holding to fixed views, the pure-hearted one, having clarity of vision, being freed from all sense desires, is not born again into this world.